Blessings and greetings. Blessings and greetings. Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're live because we're blessed to stay alive in this most existential of eternal moments, configured paradoxically to the most mundane of mundane occurrences. You're now connected to Blog Talk Radio, and this is the which we would like to humbly ask you to consider. This is the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 694, A Matter of Spirit, A Matter of Soul, Part 1. Blessed is our Creator. Shalom, peace, and blessing upon the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, this will be the beginning of our efforts directing other human beings to consider matters of spirit and soul, looking through the spectacles of the inner dimensions of Torah. Particularly for the next several presentations, we'll be gleaning inspirations from the teachings of the Tzemach Tzedek, Sprout of Righteousness, the third Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneerson of Lubavitch, who lived from 1789 until 1866, until he went to the next level of life. Our call number to listen is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with the Children of Noah to eliminate hatred, jealousy, and Inner Dimensions of Torah to remove, to basically the matters of hatred and jealousy and Inner Dimensions of Torah as well as unnecessary competition are matters which are not needed in this world. In fact, that will be one of the signs that we're in the Messianic era when there's no more hatred, competition and jealousy, the Tzemach Tzedek, Chassidus Chabad, Kabbalah, Torah of Israel, written in all traditions. Let's start off. When we talk about spirit, blessed souls, we talk of a matter which is mentioned in the very second verse of the Torah. And I will ask you to please to consider taking your time to open up Genesis 1, Verse 2, where it mentions that the spirit of the Creator was hovering over the face of the waters of creation. Now, with that being said, the idea that there are four directions in the world, north, south, east, and west, each one has its own particular space and time and interrelationship. These four directions, or four levels, you can even present it as a matter of spirit, correspond to four levels of spirit and holiness. There is a spirit which is flexible, can be moved from place to place, sort of soft like a reed that stands in its place. And there is a very strong spirit that's hard, like a cedar tree. There is a type of spirit which flames the fire of passionate desire to the Creator, and there's a type of spirit which drives the fire of an Esh Zara, a foreign fire, from serving Creator. With that being said, there is also a spirit within man, or woman, human being, that lodges in the heart of human beings. A spirit which is the source of emotional empowerment. And there is a spirit which depresses a person, coming from the left side of the heart, comes from the right chamber of the heart. I'm just going to back up a little bit here as I turn the pages back. I had a place where I was going to begin this presentation, so we're speaking kind of out of, in a very, a very type of spontaneous manner. Let me just get, okay, here we go. Let's get back to the place here. It is impossible for there to be existence without all forms of spirit flowing and growing all over the creation. In fact, the 70 guardian angels of the nations of the world, positioned all over the world, cannot be performing their jobs without the greater spirit of the Creator. There is the idea that when we engage in, say, words of Torah, there is a spirit and a breath which is allowed to be transmitted through our speech. And when we speak, there is this spirit and breath which is starting out in our lungs and passing through the five articulate organs that are connected to from the throat all the way up to the mouth, teeth, palate, tongue, etc. And in the process of what started out as just a breath and a spirit emanating from the heart, and then, so to speak, compartmentalized through our speech, through that original spirit in the heart, there's actually drawn down even a greater mindset to our emotional capacities. And of course, there is a type of spirit which we can engender to project out into the creation, which is called Nachas Ruach, a spirit which gives, it can give to us and to others, ultimately to the Creator, a type of pleasurable type of experience. So of course, we don't want to talk anthropologically in a wrong sense in terms of causing pleasure to the Creator, because the Creator is beyond the sensation of pleasure as we experience as human beings. This idea of Nachas Ruach, which is connected to our returning to Creator with a great understanding. Now, when we can generate this Nachas Ruach, this spirit, this delightful spirit that we can experience, which is a pure experience, an inner experience, it comes from our wisdom, our sense of perception of profundity. It comes from our fear of Creator. And it can come in a way that is continual. As long as we are in the process of Teshuvah, of getting closer to our blessed Creator. Now, in this process of generating more and more spirit within ourselves, within the process of tshuva, returning to the Creator, we have to consider if this is something that we want to share with other people. Will it ignite their spirit? Will it cause them to contemplate that that which originally was just the mere biological experience of the fusion of blood and soul, empowering the inhalation and exhalation of the breath and spirit of our speech, if this will cause us to become more sensitive to looking beyond the gross materiality of this world to try to understand that there's more beyond than what the eye can see. So that's basically our initial presentation, blessed souls. I think I could have done a little bit better, but the place I originally had found, I misplaced, gleaning from the teaching of the Talmud Tzedek, so I pulled from other places from the Talmud Tzedek. So hopefully what we'll do is hopefully prepare a little bit more for the next time. In the meantime, we'll wish everyone a pleasant day. In a way of Ahav Achad, one love, Goral Achad, one destiny, Kulanu for all of us, Badarchin Om Darki Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. And because I am your local international cyberspace Torah activist, Danzus Yagubin, I have to remind you, as before that, I even have to remind myself, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we've all got to be good, because the Teva Tov Lahetiv is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of our goodness, waits for us patiently with abundant love and abundant blessings, that we become part of 7.6 billion human beings blazing and flaming out their enthusiasms, their passions for making it a better planet. Some do it consciously, some do it subconsciously, some are still a little misdirected, but that's okay. We're all works in progress. So that's the end, the conclusion of today's program, with the intention that L'hamshik b'ezer Hashem yisbarach, to be continued with the blessings of the Most High. Take care, everyone.